Hey guys, Lance Erlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
What a waste. I see. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. We got a lot to talk about. Keith wants to talk about the bridge. By the way, that the ship lost power. You see it go dark right before it hits. It looked like generators came on. And for those of you who haven't heard, a Baltimore bridge was struck by a boat and collapsed. And, man, I've never seen anything like it. The entire bridge collapsed. Just crazy. But the ship had lost power and looked like it couldn't steer and ran right into the bridge. Keith wants to talk about the bridge. What do you say, Keith?
Hey, guys, love the show. You know, the bridge collapse is a horrible thing for the city of Baltimore. The bridge takes on close cars annually. But what this only means one thing. This bridge collapse will fuel the city of Baltimore, and the Baltimore Ravens, don't mind if I cook here, will win Super Bowl 59. This will fuel the city, and the Ravens will win the Super Bowl.
He's turning tragedy into a Super Bowl prediction. He's always He's always thinking sports.
Do you see the correlation between
bridge? He's gone with New Orleans and Katrina.
Astros, this is not
Harvey and the Astros. And Harvey.
Wait, they lost thousands of. There were all those deaths and everything in those other cities.
Well, there's going to be some deaths here.
Yeah, what?
I don't know.
Not like that.
Any amount's terrible.
No, yeah, but not like.
Well, it's going to be pretty. I don't know the structure of the city, but anytime you lose a major bridge, I mean. I've got to think this is just from infrastructure standpoint, this is going to be beyond what is going to be the tragedy stuff you're going to have to deal with. The logistics of this is going to I can't even imagine this. I've thought about this before, like, oh, my God, what if the big bridge was – what if a bridge connecting Louisiana and Texas was blown up or something happened to it? What would happen? You know how long
there
it would
isn't
take?
Another, yeah.
You'd have to turn that into a ferry, would have to take you across. This water's not deep enough to do that, I wouldn't think. So I don't know what you would do.
Yeah, I don't know. What about the 19-mile bridge in Louisiana?
We would be keeping out people from Bro Bridge and all of South Louisiana. We would also be keeping them.
Those immigrants?
Well, I don't know if they're immigrants, but whereas Wendy's from South Louisiana.
Yeah.
And you were living there at one time, you would have never made it over here.
I know.
We could have kept you over there and you would have been John Grant.
Well, I actually came from the north. I came
down. Oh, you would have circumvented. Yeah, I guess you could circumvent.
I came down 59.
It's a long trip.
It is a long trip. No. I know, but if we want to keep those illegals from Louisiana out.
Where would the cracklings come from?
Don't give people ideas. Right. Well, and the crawfish.
Yeah.
How are we going to eat crawfish? Right?
We still got Vietnamese crawfish rolling in. We're fine.
They come. We ain't eating Vietnamese crawfish.
A lot of us do eat Vietnamese crawfish. I know your family.
House. Not in my house, we ain't.
Your family won't.
No, not in my house, we ain't. Let's get Julian in here. Hey, Julian.
What it is, Job Turkeys, I want to extrapolate on the bathroom situation. So I worked for AT&T for a few years, and then after that I was a fiber splicer. So I never really had an office, right? It was more so on the run. The best places to drop your deuces, hospitals, banks, and hotels. Not motels, like the trash-ass one that John lost virginity to Gertrude when he was 15, but the nice ones. And when you go to the bank, you have to pretend to be standing in line waiting, and then ask for a bathroom, and then you walk out after.
Thank you, Julian.
Do you think the tellers are really going to say, hey, sir, you can't use our bathroom? Just walk in the bathroom. You don't have to go through the pretense of standing in the line. Just walk in there.
McDonald's are usually clean. Yeah, that's not bad. But you really do have to stop at the counter and get something.
Yeah, but
unless it's really crowded, then you could just go in and out.
Like if you walk,
I feel bad if you're stopping on the road.
You get some fries.
Yeah,
and a drink. If you walk into a Wells Fargo, they're not gonna. Hey, sir, do you bank here before you walk into the bathroom? Just walk in the bathroom.
Yeah. So that's enough bathroom talk.
Hi, my name is Lance Berkman.
No, okay. So I'm looking at a picture of Cal right now.
Isn't he lovely?
Cal,
why are you looking at a picture of Cal?
Well, because it's going to be voted on today, him being owner of the Houston Texans.
Principal owner.
And Jerry Jones is firmly behind him. You pointed something out. He's throwing up the H. He's got some big fingers. Okay? I'm just glad he's not my doctor. That's all I'm saying. That he didn't go into the medical profession. That dude is throwing up the H.
What other thing is you glad he isn't?
He does have gigantic,
thick, meaty hands.
Got some.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if he pimp slapped you, Johnny? You'll go,
whoa. If he's in one of those. And he's got a big face and head now, too, okay?
All the slap.
If he was in the slap fest,
he'd be good.
Yeah. He'd be tough favorite. To beat.
Yeah, he Power Slap League.
Right.
Cal would be really good at that. I don't know if he can generate a lot of force from the torque from the hips, but you guys better really sit this one out.
I know that's in our ear, Del. I know that's in our ear.
You better really sit this one out.
Del is saying stuff in our ear that people can't hear. I'm just saying.
Why do you always bring off-mic conversations to the air and then hope to delicately maneuver around the landmines?
I'm just saying.
Can't you go back to Ohtani? And I'm even nervous about you saying something about the Ohtani thing. I don't even know what's going to happen here.
Well,
he came out and told everyone the truth yesterday. Are we done with this now? Ohtani already said his guy that he was close to was stealing his money.
Yeah.
And now you've got a new interpreter there, and he's just like, telling the truth. So he was beyond shocked, he said. Ohtani was, so now does this end it for you? Because Ohtani told you he was shocked.
Yeah. No. There is no question in my mind how he's lying. How badly.
But do you think he did the gambling?
Yep. And I don't care. He's betting on soccer. I don't care.
Well, I can't decide what the league does. The league has rules.
Well, you'll notice.
You'll notice. He made sure to mention every rule by name. I did not bet on baseball. I never bet on baseball. I never bet on any sport. And I did not use an illegal bookmaker. Like, that's one of the little things you can't use. So he had to cover all the bases there. So now Major League Baseball still has to do their investigation. Really, frankly, they're not going to find anything that, the feds or whoever's investigating the bookmaking operation, they're the ones that are going to find this stuff. And so, we'll see. There has been Jared Cosart got a, I guess he got a fine, no suspension. He got a fine. This has happened previously where he was found to have, it was found that he did not use an illegal bookmaker or maybe, I'm trying to remember. I got to go look at the story, but Jared Cosart has been through this before and he ended up getting a fine. He did not end up getting a suspension. I think the same thing, because they can go to precedent, they'll do the same thing with Ohtani. They'll give him a fine, and then they'll move on, and then their golden boy will be able to, we'll just move on to baseball, and there'll never be anything wrong. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
We're talking about Ohtani, but other news broke. Jonte Porter.
Basketball.
The Raptors center was gaming the system, allegedly, on himself.
This could get him 10 minutes
a game.
Well, he was betting on himself the under on props on himself.
That you can control.
That'll get him kicked. If they find that was the case, he's done in
basketball. Pulled him out of the lineup, so they're investigating it.
This is what I was talking about. You don't have to have the mafia coming in and some big ring to make the bets. Players can do it themselves and have other people betting on, multiple places betting on them. But of course, the hogs get fat and pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. He's trying to bet too high. I mean, the numbers, they recognized the numbers. This doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense that we're getting this amount of money
guy. A game on January 26th against the Clippers. Shout out to the Clippers getting blown out of home again last night. There was increased betting interest on the under for Porter props, which for the night were set at around 5.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, and 1.5 assists. They're also an over under for Porter made 3 pointers, 0.5. That evening, Porter just played just 4 minutes before leaving the game because of what the Raptors said was an aggravation of an eye injury he suffered 4 days earlier. Porter did not score against the Clippers, but had 3 rebounds and 1 assist.
That's a fix.
And he did not attempt the three, meaning the under hit on all of the props.
That's a fix. He played and then got himself out because of a previous eye injury. That's fixing the total. He just fixed the game.
The next day, as a part of daily report to users on betting results, DraftKings Sportsbook stated that the under on Porter's 3 pointers was the biggest winner for bettors of any NBA player props from games that evening.
Wow.
And then 2 days later, he was fine, played 19 minutes, scored 12, 7 rebounds, 3 assists.
So this is the proliferation of betting sites. This is not going to be controlled by mafia. These are going to be individual players, and college players, by the way, can do it as well. They can, although you have to do with like prize picks or underdog, you have to play high or low, but you have to have more than one. So it's not just one. But if you know you're a winner, why would you not have one of your friends throwing a $500 play in there? Because it basically can parlay out and you can play it multiple times. Or play the both sides, play yourself lower and then tie it up with one player going higher and that same player going lower to where one of them is guaranteed to win. I mean, this is going to keep happening. It's happening. It's not going to stop because the proliferation puts it in everyone's hands.
Yep.
Everyone's got it in their hands. And it's not the mafia running things where it's $500,000 bets. You give a player a chance to win $3,000, they'll take it. $3,000 is not a small amount for a college player. For a guy like Porter, if he can do that multiple times. But see, the thing is, there are checks and balances because they share information about how much money is coming in.
Yeah.
Anything that's unusual will trigger.
Well, how unusual is that? That Porter, a guy who plays 10 minutes a night, is the biggest winner, prop winner on DraftKings.
We're talking about a G League.
That's right.
A G League
type
player.
That's ridiculous. And college players, that's going to be a red flag if there's any college player that's getting that there's a boatload of money.
But how will you find it? Well, you'll find it through a Mount Bet.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, a college player, $1,500 could be a big amount. I don't know what's considered a big amount for Draft. I don't know what DraftKings would consider a big amount because it would change per player. Like they don't take as much of a handle on college as pros.
No,
not even close.
No.
So it would be even more recognized.
What you got to do is just put a circle around the prop bets for players. You just can put a $500 limit on them,
But if you have multiple bets, you say, well, then multiple people. But that would also trigger. Like, wait a minute, we've got 14 bets here because casinos keep track of how many bets and how much money.
That's right. All right, we got to break it, and we're going to talk about Aqueduct Plumbing again because that's our guy, Billy Brown. And again, we had an instance just yesterday of them saving the day. And you got to put this phone number in your phone, 281-488-6238. You got to have that phone number because when you need Aqueduct Plumbing, you need them now. Okay, if you sprung a leak somewhere, or your shower's not working, or you got no hot water, or whatever the case may be, I mean, the plumbing, I mean, it's kind of a big deal. When you don't, having plumbing, we just take that for granted. Our whole lives, oh, we just have plumbing. Well, if you don't have it, it is a big deal. And Aqueduct Plumbing is going to be here for you. My boy Michael and his family over there, they listen to the show every day. And he got a hold of me and he said, hey, Aqueduct, yeah, I've got to call them. I said, just drop our name. And sure enough, they were right there, Johnny, on the spot.
Yeah, and they were there for me whenever I had an issue with a plumbing. The drain was clogged in the kitchen. It kept backing up. And it would be better, then it would back up, then it would be better. They got in there and found, horrific. Some of the piping that you had done previously was not slanted the proper way. It was not graded the proper way to take everything out towards the sewer line. And so they had to get in and do that repiping, not underneath my slab, but the one out in my yard to get it properly done. They also took the double sink and they created two different exit pipes for that. And you know, they did it the right way. I had someone else do it that did it the shortcut way. Here's the company doing it the right way, and that's the way they do it. It's completely transparent. They give you very fair pricing, and they get the work done the right way the first time. It's AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. That's AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
ESPN. 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So the Bears are coming here to Houston this year and in the regular season, and the Texans and Bears are playing the Hall of Fame game. That's unusual that you would play a team that you're going to play in the regular season.
That's very unusual.
That you're going to play them in the Hall of Fame game. I'm not crazy about being in the Hall of an extra week of football.
Well, I mean, it'll be a lot of guys who, quote-unquote, don't matter who are playing in
right,
this game.
Right, the game doesn't matter, but you start earlier than everybody
you
else.
Practice early, yeah. You start practice, but as far as the game, you won't see anybody who you care about, really.
No.
Maybe a rookie.
I can't, oh.
Some rookies you'll see, probably.
You don't care about Davis Mills?
Is he still going to be on the roster?
I would think. Yeah, he's got a, is this his last year? He was a third rounder. This is last year.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Texans took a look at potentially re-signing him as a backup. I don't know that he can't be a good NFL backup. I mean, he had a huge winning percentage this year.
Well, they
didn't think of him as a...
Well, that's right. He got beat out by Case. But when he did play, they won. Like, there's a couple times he took snaps. Well, and they got W's. So, worst case scenario, he's a good luck charm.
Like Elvin?
Like Ryan Elvin, yeah. Absolutely.
So, he's the Ryan Elvin of the team?
Are they paying a third-string quarterback over $3 million?
They're
just going to keep him around?
Yeah, I don't think so. Well, does he move into the two-hole?
Well, I mean, he got beat out by...
Yeah, but Case isn't going to be around for much longer.
Yeah, but this year, Case will be here, right?
I think this year. Yeah.
So
this is his last year, and then you give him a contract after that.
Are you going to pay a backup quarterback third string quarterback $3.1 million to just sit there and then pay him again in 2025? Why?
What are we doing here?
If he's not even good enough to beat out Case.
They have like, Texans cap. Says they have about $15 million left. They might need to clear up some money.
And dead cap is a little over $289,000.
That's nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably something that you could do if you need to get somebody in here. Third string quarterback.
That's a big chunk of change for a third string quarterback.
I mean, and you know that Case is your guy. If you got to get a win, Case is going to be your guy.
Yeah.
It wasn't great in that one game.
No, but it was good in the other game.
I don't know if
Case
is your guy. I like Case in the locker room for other reasons.
Well, no, but they went to Case, and they would go to Case again, more than likely, if they had to have a win, as opposed to Davis Mills. I'm not saying he's Jacoby Brissett, but he's obviously the guy ahead of Davis Mills right now, or he was last year anyway.
Yeah, Case is going to make 2.7 this year, so that's what are we paying? A little like six-something? Little under six something for
that's about what they're going
backup.
For now, aren't they?
Yeah, for a backup. So I guess if you want to keep both of them around, what a backup goes for. Now you have two guys.
Yeah, that's what those people are getting.
Those people.
Pena wants to get in here. Hey, Pena.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Lance. I have a draft question. So our D line is we need a D lineman. Sweat. I don't think he's gonna fall where we're at. I think he's too good of a player to fall that far to the second round. So who are some interior D linemen that we could be looking at around that? And can you tell us about that receiver from South Carolina?
Xavier Leggett
for his accent. Yeah.
Can
you tell us about him. Thank you. Have a great day.
Xavier Leggett is a big, strong player who lost a little shine when he was at the Senior Boys. It turns out he was playing on kind of a bad ankle, I believe, either near ankle. So he had a bad first day, and a lot of people jumped off the train, including yours truly. I actually thought he was really more like a second or third round pick, but I can tell you, teams love him in the second. So I think he goes in the second round. He makes a lot of contested catches. He's very physical. I could see him. You don't have to have great speed, although he ran okay. I could see him being a player the Texans could look at. In a second, still maybe. Yeah, they could. They've got 2 second rounders. Defensive tackles you might take a look at for the Texans would be Braden Fisk from Florida State. He's a short arm guy, but he's exactly what
he's a beast.
He plays really hard and relentless football, and that's what D'Amico has said he wants. And so that's the kind of guy you could look for. Maybe Chris Jenkins from Michigan, maybe with the second pick of the second round. Michael Hall from Ohio State is going to be a great pass rusher, but he's not as big. He's another one who's in the 280s.
NFL owners have approved revamped kickoff format. Now, this is a good move as opposed to the hip tackle.
Oh, stop it, JJ.
This is a good move, okay?
They're making changes just willy-nilly now.
No.
They've done the hit drop. They've done the reviewing intentional grounding and roughing the passer. Now this, they're making moves.
Don't you want to try these? They are making moves. Don't you want to try it in a preseason and then make a decision? And like try it in a preseason game and then make a decision the next year.
We've seen it in
action. When have they done this?
No, but they're making
a change without actually have seen it on the NFL. It's just funny to me. First, the moves were so that they could do away with kick returns instead of just saying, then just start the game wherever. Right. And now it's like, we got to get more kick returns back in.
Well, which one is? Because it's a worthless play right now. It's like the most worthless play in all of sports.
I used to put a lot of value in kick returners on my draft stuff. Now I look at it like, if you don't punt return, I don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, we had 3 kick returns for touchdowns in college.
Now kick returns are back.
They're going to blast
now
that
they're back.
Well, now it may matter.
Now you've got to go back and look at
everyone's grades.
Every player.
You know, they could have told me earlier.
Well, that's your guy, Raj.
Raj, springing stuff on you.
On you. Yeah.
Bring it. Under the new rule, 10 players on each team will line up just 5 yards apart and won't begin running until the ball gets back to the returner, meaning players won't be going full speed when they crash into each other, which caused so many injuries on kickoffs in years past.
What yard lines are they lining up?
I'm looking as Florio's doing his whole NFL thing. He didn't write it in the article.
Write what yard line?
No, he was just isn't it the 35 and the 30? I'll make sure.
They're 5 yards apart.
5 yards apart.
Yeah. I believe it was the 35 and the 30, maybe the 25 and the 30 in the XFL. And nobody can move until the ball at least hits the ground. And is it that you can't kick it through the end zone?
We remember if we kicked it through the end zone or kicked it into the end zone, they move out to the 40? 35. I think a touchback is now the 35-yard line. Yeah.
But yeah, because you can't kick it out of bounds and you can't kick it into the end zone. I don't know if that's going to be the same rule.
If you squib it.
No, you'd hit your own guys.
If it hits the ground before the 20, inside the 20 to the 0, I think it moves it out to the 40. They're trying to make sure you give returners a chance and they also want to keep it safe.
Right. All right. 713-780-3776. We got that. We've got totals for NFL teams, too.
Yeah, so it looks like if Tom Pelissero's tweet is right, you're going to be lined up at the 35 and 40. The kickoff team at the 40, return team at the 35, and then the kickoff will be from the 35. And the landing zone where the ball needs to be landed to avoid a penalty is in between the 20 and the goal line.
Wow, kickers are going to have to be accurate here.
Yeah.
And, wow, that's kind of deep. You're going to have better field position, starting field position more often because that 35, between the 35 and the 40 is not where they started in the XFL.
No.
I'll have to go look that up. But that wasn't how they did. Now, you know what? The NFL wants more offense, better field position to start drive.
You're saying the NFL puts rules in place for more offense?
Yeah. I could see that. Why not have better field position? As opposed to going 80 yards, they went to the 25-yard line, starting at 75. Maybe they want to get it started with a 70-yard drive.
It was 29 of 32 NFL owners approved it. The only
They just want kickoffs to be part of the game.
The Packers, the Raiders, and 49ers were the 3 teams who voted against it.
Because it's so penal. they kick off high, and if you dare to take it, most of them don't make it to the 25. Like, it's statistically a bad play to return a kick at all.
Yeah.
Because the kick cover teams...
Well, now it doesn't matter how high you kick it, because nobody can start until he touches it.
Yeah.
I'm sure coffin corner kicks will be a bigger deal, putting it near the sideline, but having to keep it in will be something they try.
Keep it in, yeah.
Yeah.
This is some weirdo stuff.
Now kickers are... Now all of a sudden kickers are valuable.
Yeah.
Right. Time to talk about that. You know who's valuable? HRP. That's who's valuable. I'm talking about all of the guys over there at HRP who I really, really, really like there. I've gotten to know more than a few of them, and they're just good people that are going to come to your business and make sure that your business is running as effectively, as economically, as efficiently as it possibly can. And that is kind of a big deal, and it's not easy to do because there's so many aspects to the business that you just don't know. You're not in the payroll game. I'll just take over payroll. Do you know? I mean, the taxes and everything else that goes along with it, the FICA and the state, and we don't have state taxes per se, but everything that goes along with it and how it affects you and tax-wise and how, you know, you can save money, how the Affordable Care Act works, all of those things, do you really know that stuff? No, you know your business. You know your widgets. Let HRP do their business. Their business is getting you your payroll as cost-effectively as possible and perfectly as possible, and also doing your taxes at the same time, taking care of that business and HR too. So you're looking for a payroll company. Ours is, we love them. You'll love them too. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
NFL win totals are out. What team had the biggest jump year to year in total wins? Which team had the biggest jump from last year to this year as far as expectations?
Which team had the biggest jump in expectations?
Yeah. Which team this year has the biggest jump in expectations from last year?
In football?
In football. NFL.
I mean, probably the Texans.
Not probably.
Yeah.
Plus four. They were 5.5 last year. They're 9.5 this year.
That's division winning numbers.
Yes.
They are the actual favorite.
They are the, actually, you know what the Tennessee, you know what Tennessee's number is?
Tennessee's way back.
You know what their number is?
It's like plus 700?
No. What their number of win total?
I would guess 5.5.
5.5.
Yeah.
Jacksonville.
Colts would be, Jacksonville's going to be probably 8.5, 9.
Jacksonville, at this point in our lives, is 8.5.
And then Colts would be 7.5?
8.5. They're both 8.5.
Okay.
Last year, the Colts were 6.5. Last year, Jacksonville was 10. And they're 8.5 this year. So the Texans expected to win the division. 9.5 is their total. Right now, your gut, gun to your head. Okay. Under or over?
For Texans?
No.
Over. I think they'll challenge the Chiefs for AFC championship. I said it. I wasn't joking when I said it previously. I think the Texans are going to be an 11-win team minimum. And I think we're looking at a team that's going to compete for AFC championship. Who are the rising teams? Jets. We're going to believe in the Jets. They're literally cursed. Am I afraid of Herbert? No. Nobody from the West other than the Chiefs. In the North, I guess Joe Burrow's coming back for half a year probably. We'll see what happens.
Did you see how they played Baltimore or no? You didn't watch those games?
Baltimore's really good. Did they have Danielle Hunter rushing the quarterback? Is it CJ Stroud? Did you have Tank Dell in the last game? No, you'll have him too. By the way, this is going to look like a lot different team.
You didn't score an offensive touchdown.
No, against
doesn't matter.
In two games.
Tank Dell will be there. Joe Mixon will be there. Your starting right tackle will be there. Your starting center guard combination will be there. I don't know if you guys know, but it's going to look a lot different. You'll have Azeez Al-Shaair. Shaier. You're going to have a lot different looking team for the Texans as well. And I haven't even gotten to the draft picks yet.
Yeah.
So
Jeff Okuda.
I'm not worried about them.
Eric Murray.
CJ Henderson.
I'm not worried about that. Oh, no. Lamar's going to beat us with the passing game. Well, not worried about that. They lost their best target. Odell Beckham Jr., who I heard was really good.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. Before he was signed, it was a big deal.
Stop it.
It was.
Stop it.
So, no, I'm not worried about the Ravens.
There's a big gap.
The Ravens have to worry
about. You're not worried
about
the Bills either? Or?
Nope. Those chronic chokers? Nope. Nope.
You want to see Josh Allen in the playoffs?
Listen, the AFC.
I want to see how they play against those teams in the regular season because they get them again.
Yeah, but there's a reason that Vegas is making that number 9.5. It's because of what we all saw. That's a rookie quarterback doing that. If he takes a step, or if they add more receiving help, or if the running game gets going, if Danielle Hunter can do the same thing Grenard did, which I don't know why he wouldn't. I mean. I don't know. I don't know why the Texans wouldn't be better. Why are we expecting a team to be worse that has younger players?
Because they play a much more difficult schedule.
Yeah, that's true, but I think they're going to be much more competitive. You don't have to win 14 games to compete for an AFC championship game. You could win 10 games again and still be in a better position to compete against those teams.
Absolutely.
They weren't ready to take on a team like the Ravens. The Texans were, especially at the end of... Well, look at what the Ravens got to face the Texans in game one when they really weren't ready. And at the end of the year, when they had two starters missing on the offensive line, no Tank Dell for explosive plays. They had a pass rusher that was beat up in Will Anderson. You know, let's just see what happens when the Texans
are
healthy.
Here's the home schedule for your future AFC title contender. Ravens, Bills, Dolphins, Bears, Lions, Colts, Jags, Titans. So that top... I mean, the Bears excluded. You've got four teams coming to your town who are playoff teams, and that's the home games. Those are the home games. Now, on the road, Cowboys, Packers, Chiefs, Vikings, Jets, Patriots, Colts, Jags, Titans. So, the road probably is a little easier, but you do have the Chiefs, the Packers, the Cowboys all made the playoffs last year.
Yes, I should be scared.
I'm saying you'd be scared. I'm just saying.
Here's the quarterbacks that they played last year. Okay? With the Colts, they got Anthony Richardson and lost to him. And then they got Gardner Minshew and beat him. They faced Lamar twice. They did not do well. Farewell. They had Trevor Lawrence, obviously, twice. At Pittsburgh, you had Kenny Pickett, which was just awful, and you destroyed them. Atlanta, you lost to Ritter. That was really bad. You had Derek Carr, you had Bryce Young, you had
Joe Flacco,
you had Baker Mayfield, you had Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson, Zach Wilson, who you lost to, which was awful. They're moving up in class in quarterback, big time.
Yep,
big time.
You have to if you're going to be a best team.
Yes, you absolutely have to.
You're always afraid. There's always a team.
No. Who
you operate?
I pick 15 and 16 wins every year.
In fear, but in real life, you're fearful of everybody. If it's not the Mariners, it's the Rangers. If not the Rangers, it's the A's. You're always afraid.
So we'll do the quarterback comparison this year. Lamar again, Josh Allen, Tua, Caleb Williams, in all likelihood, Jared Goff, maybe a healthy Anthony Richardson, Trevor Lawrence twice, Anthony Richardson twice, and then I guess Will Levis twice.
Will Levis,
okay,
right.
So tell me who you're afraid
of.
Then Dak,
Jordan Love, whoever the Vikings draft possibly, Aaron Rodgers, you've got Patrick Mahomes, whoever the Patriots draft, I get, and whoever the Patriots draft. Or maybe Jacoby Brissett, I don't know.
So which
it's better. It's much better.
Much better. Who do you think is better than, of those guys, who's better than C.J. Stroud?
Well,
you're not playing C.J. Stroud. You're playing the defense.
I'm asking, but their defense has to play C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
So who is better?
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. They went and beat Joe Burrow, heads up, at Cincinnati last year.
And lost to Zach Wilson.
Yeah. It's just that you're moving up in class. You are moving up in class. And you won 10 games last year. Now, you're right. They got a lot better players. And that's all you got to do is make the playoffs. It certainly would be nice to have some home field advantage because you were much better at home in that postseason playing Joe Flacco that first game than you were on the road at Baltimore. No question. So it sure would be nice to have a couple of home games.
Which means a two seed, or maybe an upset happens, then you get a second home game.
Yeah, right. A two seed would be really, really, really nice. It didn't. You know what? It didn't help Buffalo this year, though. They had the two seed. No, and they couldn't beat Mahomes.
Well, they saw the Chiefs.
Listen, you're going to have to face a really good quarterback in the postseason.
A really good team overall.
Oh yeah, a really good team overall. And you just got to play. You got to be really, really good. In his second year, nothing. I fully expect CJ to be great. Fully expect.
You think he's recovered from all the interviews he had to do? You think? Because I know people were concerned. Oh, he's talking a lot. Are you think by the time the season begins?
I'm just worried he's recovered from Amber Rose.
Well, that's another concern, I guess.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I mean, what's that recovery time?
You think it'll take months, or do you think it's still ongoing?
Oh, boy.
You think there's still an issue there? Or is he recovered and that's over?
Do you ever get over it?
So, like I said, some of those women are assassins, man. They put it on you and then...
Put it on you?
What? I said what I said.
Huh. Oh, wow.
It's 8:44 in the year of our Lord. 8:44 a.m. on the year of our Lord.
What?
And you are saying they put it on you.
Sometimes.
With
they...
children back in...
In school?
Right now.
They can't
hear. They're in school.
Yeah, they're in
Granted,
school.
They're in school. But the
Not
moms,
the bad kids that are late.
The moms
Who
are headed
the bad
back
kids?
In Lululemon pants, in tennis shorts...
Good.
Tennis things. There's bus drivers.
I want the moms
driving right now.
I want
saying,
the moms.
Lord.
I want the moms.
But you said put it on.
I want the moms who are driving home, single moms, to know I'm about that business. That's all.
Single moms in their tennis skirts driving home.
No, married moms.
Not all of them are married.
Yeah, that's ugly. You're not an ally.
Well, single moms already know about putting.
I can't say Amber Rose will put it on them.
You could.
I don't know, but
I did.
The bad kids are still on their way to school.
Who cares? The bad kids are like, hey, dirty that up a little bit. Put it on them. What's that? We've heard worse.
We say worse.
Yeah.
We're the bad kids.
Ice Spice.
We're late for school.
Ice Spice says worse. We're listening to Ice Spice right now.
Oh, we're not listening to Ice Spice.
Well, they are.
We're doing that. She's putting it on them. Time for you to talk about tequila.
I will. Tequila will put it on you if it's a good one. Like Maestro Nobel. Maestro Nobel has a variety of tequilas to choose from. What's important, though, is that you try what's going on with Maestro Nobel, because Maestro Nobel has just absolutely conquered the distilling process. They understand what it takes to distill properly a tequila that is Reposado and Añejo, the Cristalino, which is something they actually started that category. And so what you get is a flavor profile that's extremely unique, and that's the difference with Maestro Nobel. They're making sure that you enjoy the flavor profile that they have put together for you with distinctive tequilas that are available either for sipping or for cocktails. Most people are going to drink the Reposado as a sipping tequila. Obviously, you can do it separately if you choose, but they've got silvers and smoke silvers if you want to make great tasting margaritas. There's something for everyone with Maestro Nobel. It's a premium tequila that you can get at a very reasonable price out on the market, and you can upgrade your tequila game. It should never, ever sting. Never have that harsh finish. It should always have a nice finish like Maestro Nobel. Wherever fine liquors are sold, it's Maestro Nobel.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hi, right, welcome back here. Let's go. 713-780-37. Oh, Gilbert wants to talk about the Astros. Does Gilbert think that the Astros are going to win the World Series this year or not? Which one? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thursday. Listen, today's Tuesday. In 2 days, we got opening day.
I know.
A 3:10 game. Are you going to the game?
Probably not. I usually like to watch the first one at home.
But and then,
I mean, it's a big party down there, which
it's
is
a great,
great
party.
It depends. May depend on the weather. I don't think I got a season credential, so and I don't have a suite. So
you don't have a suite.
No.
Nobody has a suite. Who has a suite? Nobody has a suite.
I mean, people know people who have suites.
You basically have a suite.
I don't have no.
When you go, you can go sit in a suite.
No, I can't. I don't have. Nobody has a suite anymore.
Chad doesn't have a suite.
He doesn't have a suite. No, he hasn't had it for a few years.
Well, what suite do you go to?
I don't go to suite.
I know who.
Diamond Club. Yeah. The DC.
I didn't mean suite. I meant Diamond Club.
I don't go to Diamond Club all the time.
Now you're lying.
Don't lie to us, John.
I said all the time.
You took a picture of your... You intentionally tried to flex with your... what were the shoes you had?
Gucci's? No, that was... I was up in the upper deck. I was not upper deck club thing.
He would never be upper deck.
I was not
for him.
I've
upper
been
deck.
Upper deck. I was upper deck for the
for John,
game seven.
If you're in the Diamond
I was
Club,
upper deck for game seven.
You're at a game
club,
seven.
Game every, seven against the Rangers.
If you're Diamond Club, the club
the
level
DC.
Is kind of yeah. The DC the club level is kind of upper deck.
It is upper
you
deck.
You consider
to
that nosebleeds
to those people. Yeah. mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, stop already.
Okay. Stop what? This, you told us these stories.
What are we stopping?
Have a mirror.
You guys ask all the time where you sit. I sat upper deck last
we
time.
We have
I
a mirror
upper deck.
Up against your life, and you are uncomfortable with us talking about where you watch games.
No, because you guys make it sound seedy.
It's not seedy.
Yeah.
It's highfalutin is what it is.
No, it
it's not
high.
Seedy.
Yeah, it is highfalutin.
It ain't highfalutin. I ain't. Me. Highfalutin.
I stop playing this game.
That's my wife.
Oh, me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you have.
Who's not highfalutin?
I know you have a.
This guy.
I know you have a personality of a trash bag as far as, you know, what you pretend like you are, but you enjoy
you know
the good life.
Like, what's her name? Yuppah. What was her name? Anna.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's kind of tricking people
that
he's high society, but really still Southside Chicago, John.
You're damn right.
And he's trying to tell you that, but.
I'm trying to tell you that. That's what I am.
But how do you get with all the riches? You're so poor. All of you are so poor.
He does use the term the poor.
What are you wearing?
Can you say the poor is in her accent?
No, I don't. I don't talk like her. I want to talk to Gilbert is what I want to talk to.
Are
Gilbert,
you sure?
Let's get Gilbert in
here. Where's my picture anyway?
Hey, Gilbert.
Hey, how are you doing, gentlemen?
What's going on? Hey, what about them Astros, Gilbert? What happened?
I want to know where the Astros will be at this weekend anyway, being home or away.
They're home this weekend. Yeah.
No, they're going to play the Yankees.
Yeah, at home this weekend.
Yeah, Thursday and Friday.
And Saturday and Sunday.
Really? I'm not going to go out of town on Saturday.
Nope. That's not the case.
It'll be a long homestand, just a brief homestand.
It's going to be a homestand. Well, they got four games against the Yankees, right? And then after
that... What are we doing here exactly?
I don't know. We're giving out schedule now. Okay? So that's what we're doing.
Gilbert, are you planning...
Why the college basketball be April 8th? Why is that anyway? And...
What? Yeah, John.
That'll be on Monday.
Explain the schedule for college basketball. Why is that anyway?
I don't know what the thing
is. Do you have any say in that?
I didn't put the schedule out.
Gilbert, do you have conflicting things you have to worry about? Why are you so interested in schedules? Do you have other things that'll get in the way of watching sports?
Oh, I want to ask you a question anyway.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, what's up, bud?
Yeah. Where's the picture?
Let him ask his question. Don't
Did he get a hold of Colleen Wolf on my picture?
Yeah, I did. And I'll actually read what she said.
First, he started with, "You up?"
No, I didn't do that. Here's exactly what she said,
Gilbert.
I was
supposed to be awake by now.
She said, and this is going to, some of this is going to be disappointing. She said, "I'm howling laughing. I told her that you said, 'Do you hear me? It's been a month now. Where's my picture at?'" She said, "Laugh, laugh, laugh emoji, sideways laugh emoji, cry laugh emoji. I'm howling laughing. I don't even know where to get a physical photo of myself. Like I'm going to Staples for Gilbert? He has such a hold on all of us." And that's how she ended it. I told her if she, well,
you,
if she,
you're the one that introduced Gilbert to her life.
Well, I mean, if she wanted to step into this world, this is what you deal. I let her know that too, and I said, ha 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 ha.
Howling,
so right
laughing.
Now,
do you two howl, right now, laugh at each other?
Yeah, we are right now, Gilbert. We're in a little bit of a stalemate as far as the picture goes.
What's that mean for Gilbert?
Yeah, it means that you're there's going to be a waiting. She said she doesn't even have a physical picture of herself.
Is she going to go to Staples?
Well, what I need to tell her is, listen, it really doesn't matter that you. It's not even a headshot so much, just any picture in your house. Of you need to just go ahead and print that and send it.
Yeah. In fact, he'd probably
preferably in a nice dress.
He'd probably prefer something off your Instagram.
Ooh. He actually would.
Ooh. What, John? Am I speaking an untruth?
I don't want.
Here's the thing. I could do this for Gilbert. I could do this, but am I going to look creepy when I go to a Costco or something and I'm printing up a picture of a blonde girl in a nice, you know, dress that's kind of alluring or whatever for Gilbert, because that's what he likes. And they're going to say, here's your picture, sir.
Yes.
Here's your 8x10.
You can't just go to, like, CVS and do that yourself?
I could, but I probably won't do it near my neighborhood.
You think you'll be
somewhere
recognized?
Else. I just don't want anyone saying, good laser light. Oh, hey, love your show. That would be the worst thing, get this picture. And I'd have to say, this is for Gilbert. It's
hey, Gilbert, do you know what Instagram is?
What?
Do you know what Instagram is? Do you know what Instagram is?
You know, that's a place where you can look at pictures of people you want to look at pictures of. Instagram, have you ever heard of it?
Wait, do you have a... Actually, it's a good idea. Hold on, Gilbert. Do you have a...
smartphone?
Have a computer?
A what?
A computer.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So what I would
they
do
have
is,
schedules on there. You know that, right?
That too. Do you have the internet?
What?
Do you have the internet? Can you get on the internet, Gilbert, from your home?
I don't got internet.
Okay.
Well,
never mind then.
Well, I don't know. What do you use your computer for? Well, like, do you use your computer?
Yeah. What do you, if you don't have the internet? What do you use that computer for?
Spreadsheets.
Well, I thought you were here, but bye-bye.
That was abrupt.
When he's done, he's done.
We're just trying to help him get on Instagram so he can see.
What?
He can see pictures of Colleen. Like, asking if you have the internet should not be a what. Do you have a computer? What? Like, these are very basic questions.
He answers us like we answer him. When he thinks we sound like him. Like, he's confused.
Yeah,
when
he's like...
What?
I said, do you have a computer? That's not hard to understand.
And I think we're pretty clear. We don't have the phone issues.
All right, we'll talk to you later. This is my new favorite thing.
He's out.
When I'm done with somebody, I'm just gonna say, all right, we'll talk to you later anyway. And then boom, I'm done with them.
Wait a minute, we weren't done with this conversation. I was. I'm out of here.
Yeah,
bye.
No, Gilbert was done. See, the picture thing is gonna haunt me. And for Colleen, she never said anything. Like, what I wanted to send back was, no, seriously. Go print something and send it. Seriously.
You're gonna have
going
to do
to
it.
Seriously.
I'm not joking. So
seriously.
What I will do is I will, because I know he's not listening, I'm going to print it myself.
Yeah, get it
I'm
out
going
of
to,
get it out
I'm
of the way.
Scribble Colleen Wolf on
Does
it.
Does he want an autograph?
I got it, because I don't need, you know, this has to stop for me.
I think it's one of our best things we do.
No, it's not.
I don't want it to stop.
I don't want it to ever stop.
No. What? I asked you about a computer.
It was just a very simple question about a computer.
Do you have one?
That's my favorite.
Do we believe he
what?
Doesn't, he doesn't have the internet? Kind of. What's going on?
Oh,
I don't know. How is he so aware of some stuff and not aware of others? I don't know.
It's kind of crazy.
I'm confused. He knows when the Astros are playing games. He knows when the NCAA tournament wraps up in April, but he doesn't.
He knows when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
But he doesn't.
He's the Santa Claus of getting free stuff.
So how does he get information? Is he just listening to the radio all the time, and that's how
I
he gets his information?
You know, watching TV?
Yeah, probably.
But I don't know that he actually listens to shows. He's even told us before he doesn't even listen to our show anymore.
No.
Well, it's not about him. Why would he listen? It's not always about him.
Doesn't have to. All right, 713-780-3776. There's your dose of Gilbert today. Time to talk about Craig the Surf.
Time to talk about a man who is doing a great job of taking care of you when it comes to great offers and great, you know, opportunities to purchase a brand new truck, brand new car. Maybe you want a lease. Go to LanceZCars.com. That's the jump off point. They've got a chat feature there in the lower right hand side that will pop up, and you'll have an opportunity to ask questions about different cars they have. Right now, they've got a 2024 Chevy Blazer electric vehicle, the EV LT all-wheel drive, and it's got ultra-low mileage lease for qualified buyers where you can get in for as little as $469 a month. You need to go ahead and go to the website for complete details. They also have 0.9% financing or $2,750 cash allowance on a 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab LTZ in High Country. That is a great looking truck. That's available for you as well as discounted rates. But if your vehicle is a GMC Sierra and you love that cool grill that they have there, which I love, 1.9% financing for 72 months for well-qualified buyers will get you down into the payments that you're looking for. And trucks right now are red hot, retaining a lot of their value. That's something you may want to take a look at. So whether it's a purchase, whether it's a lease, they've got opportunities for you at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to the website to see their complete inventory. If they don't have something that you want, you ask them for what you're looking for, colors, the interior, and they can search around to bring it into their dealership. You go to all you have to do is go out to Angleton, and they will get you set up. It's right there at Angleton. It's a very easy 42-minute drive from downtown, and then it's going to save you thousands of dollars. Don't miss out on the great vehicles from Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Shop online at LanceZCars.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.